flurry and drink it, then you...
I'll see you. Okay, bye.
Dr. Pepper, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend Dr. Pepper. I know he spent a lot of years studying.
I just got your phone conversation recorded.
Oh, cool. Do you want me to put it on speaker?
You don't have to. I mean, don't do it for my sake.
No, I think that's all you need.
Daniel, I think his phone's broken.
Thank you.
I know, right?
Vince had lent me many whiskeys. So I feel like I don't even know what he's all
I'm gonna go to the next one. Hello, may I please have your attention? Hey, thanks for coming to the show. My name is Eli Moore. I'm a mailing list, and I've played here a couple times, two or three times with my band Lake, which is always the best show on the tour. So,
yeah.
Of course, this is my first solo tour, and I wanted to try and play here if possible. So thanks, Josh, for helping with that. Joshua. Right.
Yeah.
Here's a cover song by Your Heartbreaks. So I'm gonna try and get the lyrics right. If you know the lyrics, you might have to help me on one of the verses. You Thank you. Thanks for the help. We were in Davis last night, driving around. We listened to Eric's trip forever again. I loved that album in high school, like 20 years ago, and I hadn't listened to it much since then. We've been revisiting a lot of high school albums, and that one definitely held up. A lot of them didn't. All the old Sebado albums I used to like seemed a little sappy. What else? The Modest Mouse was a little bit grating. We skipped three songs. But it has like 15 songs on it.
18.
Really?
Yeah.
18 songs. So in my book, that's a good album. So So it maybe some of you have been to a lake show here, and that's a band that I write a lot of songs in. So I can play some of those songs if anybody has any ideas. I just want you to feel free to say that. Other than that, I do have some non-lake songs. Conversation on the distant wall, but you gave back that circumstance with fine devotionals. Wouldn't you think that's the case? What disappears leaves no trace. So you pile it up and pile it up upon the ocean floor, but the eye will still end up on things you're trying to ignore. And it forever again is like a pop, kind of pop punk, but it's so also not it kind of different, or it has like this kind of mature, or I don't want to say maturity. I don't listen to pop punk, but it seems like they're kind of they are pop punk, but something about the recording technique makes it very undated.
To hold the heart to find.
song is about I was in a relationship, and that was something we always talked about, was going kite flying at night. We never did it, and it was really I just don't see the recording, which not, but but it kind of made me, and then it's also a metaphor for like the wind as like something that's out of your control, and the wind blew my heart away from the relationship into the night, into a bad, dark place. No control. It's a metaphor. Yourself from the conversation's content. Hesitation is a side of emotion. Hypersensitive, hypercritical. You could do it from a remote distance. Underground process. Use of water. Underground houses. Show was just, you know, just to get to the next place, and they were just like, it was just the absolute worst type of place to play, and I felt like if I had been playing Beatles songs, they would have liked it a lot better, or Freebird, or just anything, you know. I was just racket in the back for them to try and talk loud enough to hear each other, which is fine. I've been at shows where I didn't want to listen to the performer for. If you're with friends, you know, and you weren't expecting to see a live band or something. Oh, yeah. On my knees. solo CD, and I have a 7-inch, or a weird 7-inch made from picnic plates. I have a new tape, and a new Ashley and Eli tape with Lake demos, and I have a mailing list. Maybe I should play two more, three more, one more, none more. Maybe two more. Maybe I'll play one for my solo CD, a traditional song.
Thank you.
Oh yeah, another funny story. Last night, they were passing a hat for the gas money. You guys might be familiar with that custom. And this guy, they were coming up to this guy. They're like, "Can you, you know?" And he was like, "I mean, can you picture that? I don't know. I just don't know if I can picture him like at a dance party, like just, you know, hanging out. I don't know if I want to give him any money." they told me that afterwards because it just seems so random. What does that have to do with anything? So don't be like that guy. That's beside the point. I like weddings. I've danced before. Probably more like in my college days. More often. But don't judge. It was just so random. So the moral of the story is there's no excuse for not putting the dollar in the turkey. Whatever it's called. So I think this will be my last song. It's another lake song. This is how I wrote it, and then Andrew was like, "Yeah, you should put it up, add a little spice to it." And what is Northern Soul? Does anybody know? I hear the term a lot. It's a genre from England. Do you know? Then I don't feel so out of the loop about it. I know it's like a kind of soul from England. Personality had fallen out of line. When I awaken to a marvelous solution, see there is a path avoiding all this convolution. So now that you swim in me, I'll receive it as it's free. And those wild birds go and wake you up. shoulders or young shoulder?
Or younger.
Younger shoulder.